Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Your soul crying out with a yes from deep down on the inside. We thank and praise God for you if you are. To God be the glory. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries. Hey, man, I tell you, what a glorious day to be in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, man, amen, amen. I tell you, God is doing great things through his people. Hey, man, we're going to get right into the word of God tonight. Hey, man, we thank and praise God for each and every one that has tuned in tonight here on Blog Talk Radio. I tell you, some awesome words coming across this blog. Hey, man, tonight I'm going to be in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Hey, man, and if I could put the teaching into a title, I would simply say, if you won't do it, someone will. Hey, man. If you don't do it, or if you won't do it, someone will. Hey, man, I'm coming from a very familiar story in the book of 1 Samuel. is concerning King David. David was not the king at that time, but he was already appointed and anointed for the job. And sometimes some of us is waiting until we get the position. Some of us is waiting until we get the title. But the word of God tells Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. So your calling comes far before you step into office. We know the story, how the prophet came to Jesse's house, and he began to look at the family. For the Lord had directed his path to anoint a king. We know the story, lo and behold, all the brothers passed through, and David was about his father's business out in the field. You don't have to get in competition. You don't have to affiliate yourself of the body. All you have to do is be about your father's business. And lo and behold, David was sent on a mission to bring some cheese and victuals down to the battle where his brethren were supposed to be fighting. We're going to pick up the story in verse 38. And Saul let's go back just a little bit. The servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine, David said, shall be as one of them, seeing that he have defied the very children of God. And when David spoke these words, we're going to see in verse 29 that he said, What shall be done unto the man that killeth this Philistine and take away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of God? When he spoke that in verse 26, verse 27 said that the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall be done for the man that killeth him. When David spoke these words, his brother Eliab kindled, his wrath was kindled. The Bible declares that his anger was kindled against David. And he said, why comest thou down hither with whom thou hast left those few sheep in the wilderness? He went on to say to his brother, I know thy pride and thy naughtiness and thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. See, sometimes people understand your character. Hallelujah. People understand your motive and your and the position you take in life. David was faithful over the few sheep, and now God is ready to make him ruler over many. See, if you be faithful from before you step into office, glory to God. God will glorify you when you go into office. His brother said unto him, this was his oldest brother, he said, I know your pride. Hallelujah. I know, glory to God, your heart. And I know it's something about this battle that's drawing you. See, and that's what was actually fueling David. Because David came down to... He was expecting to see his brethren standing for the Lord. Glory to God. He was expecting to see the enemy, hallelujah, realizing that in God's people is victory, and us is greater than he that's in the world. He was expecting to see something totally different than what he saw. Glory to God. He saw his brethren down in the valley. I want to let us know tonight, you can't fight the devil when you're in the valley. See, when you're in the valley, it's time for you to dig deeper. Come on, somebody. So you can connect with the living God, and he can bring you up to a place, glory to God, can fight, where you can stand, where you can represent, where you can show the glory and the power of the living God. But they were down in the valley. And David said unto him, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? I want to minister from that verse right there. Is there not a cause? Somebody going to recognize the cause. Somebody is recognizing that the work is not getting done as it's supposed to be. So David said, it's a reason, it's a cause. It's not my naughtiness. It's not my forwardness. It's not just my zeal. But I see that there's a cause. And if you won't do it, glory to God, somebody will. David was that somebody. See, and God needs us to represent, to stand in the gap. We're workers together with him in the vineyard. But if we don't step up to the plate, hallelujah, God always has a ram in the bush. David said, is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. Ain't there a cause? What that's saying is David asked his brother, you're not going to do nothing? Hallelujah. He turned to another and said, you're not going to do anything? The people answered him again after the same manner. And when the words heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul. And Saul sent for him. People of God, somebody is going to put your name out there. When somebody see that you're taking a position, hallelujah. When somebody see that you believe in God for healing, when somebody recognize that you believe in God, hallelujah, for deliverance, when you believe in God for miracles, your name is going to be spread abroad. You don't have to push your name. You don't have to, glory to God, try to rub elbows and shoulders with anyone. David was just being David, glory to God. And as he rehearsed those words and took the position of his heart, they went and told Saul, which represents the authorities on earth. Glory to God. And Saul sent for him. Your gift will make room for you. Sometimes it may seem like you're going in a circle. Sometimes it seems like you're stagnated. Sometimes it seems like you're not going higher. Glory to God. It seems like, glory to God, am I in the right place at the wrong time? Or am I just in the wrong place? But they sent for David because there was a cause. When David got in the presence of Saul, David said to Saul, let no man's heart fall because of him. And people of God, that's the main reason why most of us won't step out on God, because we're afraid, hallelujah, that the manifestation won't come. It's of the devil. The Bible declares that fear has torment. And I want to let you know today, don't you be afraid to speak the word. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to lay hands when God gives you the opportunity. Don't be afraid to believe God for healing and deliverance through your works. Most of us, we look at ourselves. You might say to yourself, well, I haven't prayed today. I can't witness today because I'm down in the valley. I'm in the dump. Glory to God. You may not be able to war from the valley, but you can speak the word in the valley. Come on, somebody. Yea, though you walk through the valley and the shadows of death, there's no fear coming on you. But fear will cause you to back down to the enemy. Hallelujah, somebody. Fear will cause you to hold your peace. Fear will cause you not to lay hands, not to go forward, not to prophesy, not to release that what's needed inside of you. So when David came before Saul, he said, let no man's heart fall because of him. He said, thy servant will go. Are you willing to go tonight? Are you willing to tell God, if nobody else go, I'll go? Are you willing to step up to the plate for God? David said, I will go and fight with this Philistine. We know that this Philistine was over 7 feet tall. His armor weighed so many shackles and his spear so heavy. Glory be to God. He was a warrior. He was a man of valor. He was a warrior from his youth. Glory to God. Well trained in battle. And in the natural, it would seem as though David had no chance. People of God, that's why God needs you and your faith. Because there's some situations that naturally it seems impossible. You're going to come up against some things, glory to God, that it doesn't seem like a man or resources or money. With things like that can't change the situation. We have to stand knowing that God can. Come on, somebody. We have to know that he's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine. Do you know? It may have been true. He's not able. Come on, somebody. But now unto him that is able. See, you got to understand, glory to God, when you're not able, you have to understand who is able. Ha, glory to God. When you're not able, glory to God, you got to stand knowing that God is able. And he hastens to perform his word. Saul was right when he says, you're not able. But God is able to go against this Philistine, to fight with him. He said, but thou art but a youth. He's a man of war from his youth. Glory to God. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, God Almighty. He's about his father's business, even in the natural. Because keeping sheep was not as easy as it seemed. There's some tough animals, tough situations that come at the sheep. But you have to have a heart to protect them. Oh, I'm going somewhere tonight. Do you have a heart for the sheep? Do you have a heart for God's people? Glory to God. If you have a heart for God's people, glory to God, your biggest battle, hallelujah, will start right there in the field. It will start before you make it to the church. It'll start before you step in the pulpit. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me. If you have a heart for God's people. Glory to God. It might even start before you get salvation, before you get saved. You can look back over your life and realize that you always stood for people. You always stood for righteousness. You always came to the defense, to the rescue around you. That was David's character. And his test became his testimony. He said, glory to God. He said, hallelujah. I kept my father's sheep. Hallelujah. I stayed on my post. I didn't allow the attacks upon them to overtake them. He said, I kept my father's sheep. There came a lion. There came a bear. One of the lambs out of the flock. Sometimes, glory to God, we will allow people to fall away and don't have a heart to snatch them out of the fire. But somebody got to be willing and able to go inside of the fire, snatch them out of the fire, hating the very garment that has been spotted by the flesh. He says, I went out after him. I smote him and delivered him out of the mouth. And when he rose against me, you see, people of God, sometimes it's going to cost you. Sometimes standing for people, the enemy will come after you. Y'all don't hear me yet. Sometimes praying and fasting for a situation, and you place yourself in the place of intercession, then the enemy will turn his attack toward you. He said, I freed the sheep. But when I freed the sheep out of his mouth, he turned against me. Hallelujah. David said, but I caught him. I caught his beard and smote him and slew him. Glory to God, because he was standing in the strength of God. He was standing in the position that God had placed him in. Glory to God. You cannot go down in defeat standing in the will of God. You may be attacked. They may come up against you. But no weapon that's formed against you shall ever prosper. So he said, when he rose up against me, I grabbed him by his beard, and I slew him. He said, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing that he have defied the armies of the living God. Let me tell you something. People these days will come up against you simply because you're saved. They'll deal with you standpoint because you're saved. They'll treat you a certain way because you're a child of God. They'll look at you a certain way. They'll laugh at you. They'll tease you. They'll pick with you because you are a child of God. But David said, it's better to tie a millstone around your neck than to offend one of God's little ones. The Bible goes on to say, touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. David had just been anointed king. God's hand was upon him. And he knew, glory to God, that long as he was in God's hands, he had victory. Can I encourage you today? I want to encourage somebody today that if you are in God's hands, you have victory. It doesn't matter what it seemed like. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter about the report. Doesn't matter, glory to God, how you feel. But whose report will you believe? You have to stand on the report of the Lord. David knew, I'm in God's hands, and the enemy cannot do him any harm. David said in verse 37, moreover, the Lord that delivered me, come on somebody. He said, the Lord that delivered me. Hallelujah. The Lord that delivered me. Glory to God. Do you know that it's an anointing on those that have been through the fire? There's an anointing on those who've been through the mountain, through the wilderness. They didn't just start up on the mountain. Glory to God. They might have had a hard time getting delivered. But once God delivers, you can't make them doubt him. Come on, somebody. They used to sing a song in the church. You can't make me doubt him, because I know too much about him. See, when God, when you have a personal relationship with God, hallelujah, and you know what God has done for you, hallelujah, then you understand that God is able. David said, glory to God, the same God that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. How many people today you believe that God will bring you out? How many people believe that God will use you to fight the lion? He'll use you to fight the bear. And then he'll use you to fight your giant. Glory to God. He said that he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with you. See, Saul knew that the Lord was with him. He felt the anointing on David's life. He heard through David's confidence in God. His faith kicked in because of David's faith in God. See, when you get around somebody, you have to talk faith. Because faith is like fire sometimes. And it'll catch on if you keep it burning. Hallelujah. Saul felt David's faith. And Saul said, go, and the Lord be with thee. But everybody won't get the instructions that you'll receive. Because Saul began to arm David with his armor. And he put him a helmet of brass on. And he also armed him with a coat of mail. He was dressing him up for a natural fight. Don't let anybody, hallelujah, talk you into fighting naturally. We're living in a time, people of God, where you'll go to touch and agree with somebody, and they don't handle the situation spiritually. They don't want to attack it through prayer. They don't want to attack it through fasting. They don't want to attack it, glory to God, through intercession. But you have to realize and recognize that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. They're mighty to pull down strongholds. They're able to cast down imaginations and every height, every high thing, every high position that the enemy take to move you from your knowledge of God. Hallelujah. But you got to keep bringing everything back. Bring it back. Bring those thoughts back into captivity and release the word of God. release spiritual warfare. Sometimes you want to handle it naturally. Sometimes you want to speak and open up your mouth and give them, as they say, a piece of your mind. But that's natural. You see, sometimes you want to fight your own battle. Sometimes you want to get the record straight. Hallelujah. But that's natural. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the ruler of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. So we don't fight natural. We fight spiritual. So when he girded the sword on David's side, his stayed to go. For he had not proved it. You have to go into God. Prove yourself in God. Not prove yourself as in a disbelief and you're trying to show who you are, but that prove means witness. The Bible says, if you submit your body unto the Lord, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, that you may be able to prove that which is good, perfect, acceptable will of God. See, what that means is bear witness to. And David said, you have given me the best armor that the children of Israel have, but I can't bear witness with. You see, that's what prove means. You cannot fight with something that you don't bear witness in your spirit with. You cannot stand with something that ain't bear witness in your spirit. You have to trust the spirit, whether it be of God. And David did not feel that thing. David said, no, I cannot go with this, for my spirit has not bear witness with it. Some things are just a good idea. Some things, glory to God, may have worked yesterday. That doesn't mean it's going to work today. Come on, somebody. And you have to know how the Spirit of God is leading you into battle. Amen, somebody. David said, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. I know that the whole army looked at him. They said, well, if you're going to fight this giant, and you're taking us, what we felt would be your best chance of winning. Come on, somebody. They're saying, glory to God, you're moving in a way that you don't see victory. How you're moving. How you're handling this. Joel Prince did not see victory the way Joel was handling his trial. But he stayed there. Come on, somebody. If you know that you know that God is leading you, then you have to stand on what you know. You have to stand on what you believe. Some people God has not dealt with the way he's dealing with you. God has not spoke to their spirit the way he's speaking to yours. You can't jump ship because nobody else sees the vision. Come on, somebody. You can't jump ship because it doesn't seem like it's a good avenue or a good way that the Lord has taken you. But David knew what the Lord was doing. He took that armor off him, and he took his staff into his hand, and he chose him five smooth stones. of analogies. There are a lot of analogies that they say the stones represented. Some people say it represented J-E-S-U-S. Well, that's an analogy. Some people say, glory be to God, he took the five to show that it was the three or the one, which is another analogy. This is just symbolic, that would take a giant out. They're using it with other scriptures that show different approaches. They tied it with Gideon and the 300 men. And she told, but anyway, we do know this. David chose those stones as he was led. And sometimes you're going to have to choose your stones. You have to choose your pillars. You have to choose, glory to God, your ammunition to stand with you or to fight with you, even if you don't use all five of them. Some people think you need a whole lot. David was led to take five smooth stones, not knowing how many it took to take this giant out. Come on, somebody. He took those stones. He took them out of the brook. And if you ever going to find help to fight, you need to find them in the brook. Because the brook represents the water, the washing of the water of the word. It represents spirit. Water in the Bible is spirit, it's cleansing. Come on, somebody. It's purification. And when you fight with somebody, you don't want to fight with somebody full of mess. Amen. You don't want to fight with somebody constantly getting dirty. Come on. And not inside of the brook being washed upon with pure water. So he got the stones that was in the brook because smooth stones mean that the water have agitated them. What? It means that they've been in the water long enough. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That it has took all the rough things off them. It took off all of the filth that cakes itself on a rock over the years. But if you stay in the water long enough, y'all ain't talking to me tonight, you're going to become real smooth in God. I ain't talking about slick. I'm talking about smooth. Hallelujah. And David, he found some smooth stones. Glory to God. He took them and he put them in his shepherd's bag, which he had. The shepherd bag is what God gave him to carry. You have to have something you carry in your spirit. You have to know what God has in your bag, because that's what God has given you to carry your weapons. Do you got love in the bag? You got faith in the bag? Do you have long-suffering in the bag? Glory to God. Do you have forgiveness in your bag? See, these are your weapons that you use against the enemy. The enemy doesn't have none of those things in his arsenal. But if you keep your shepherd's bag full of fruit, y'all ain't talking to me. If you keep your shepherd bag full of gifts of God, full of the manifestations of God, come on. If you keep your shepherd bag filled up with whatever God tells you to put in it, you're going to walk in victory. He put it in his shepherd bag, even his grip and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistines. he drew near to the Philistines. He was preparing himself for victory. He knew, glory to God, excuse me, people of God. He knew that he was going to win the battle. And the Philistine, when he looked at him and saw David, glory to God, he disclaimed him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. He looked at him and said, I know that they are not sending this child to fight against me. Come on, somebody. He said, I know, glory to God, that they are not disrespecting this Philistine army, which is one of the better fighting armies throughout the Bible. David was saying, you are defying the armies of God, and the devil turned around and says, you're defying my power. You got to catch this, people of God. The enemy will look at you and say, you don't think I got power? The enemy will look at you and say, you're not afraid of me? And you have to stand toe-to-toe with the enemy. And you got to look at him, have your feet girded about with truth. You have to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And you have to say, devil, bring your best shot. He looked at David. He said, this is a child. How dare you set him up against me? And when he drew near to him, glory to God, David and the man that brought his shield went before him. And when the Philistines looked and saw David, glory to God, after they began to mock him, the Philistines said to David, am I a dog that thou comest at me with staves? What he was saying is, you don't have the proper arsenal to fight me. And you may not look like you can do damage, but if you just set yourself, good God Almighty, if you just position yourself, if you just have the heart and the mind that God is in you, you may not look like you got power. Come on, somebody. You may not look like you carrying the anointing. You may not look, come on, like you got gifts and healing. But when the time comes and the manifestation arrives, then God will do great things through you and I. He said, am I a dog that thou come at me with like staves, sticks? You got a stick, a staff? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. Let me tell you something. The enemy don't have power. The power that he operates is unlawful power. He will go into the spiritual things. He will try to confuse you in the spirit, in your mind. He has wiles. He has deception. He has illusion. And those are the things that he fights with. When he tries to use authority, it's unlawful authority. So his power is not real. It's unlawful. But if you don't know, he'll bluff his way and take away your victory. He was bluffing David, and he cursed him by his God. The Philistine went on and said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, to the beast of the field. Let me tell you something. That's the only area that the enemy can attack you, is your flesh. He didn't tell him, I'm going to break your spirit. I'm going to take your faith. I'm going to take your soul. He said, I'm going to take your flesh, because the enemy knows that's the only avenue he can come at you in. He can come at your flesh. And he wants you to fight him in the flesh. But if you determine to have the mind of Christ, if you determine to operate through God, hallelujah, your flesh ain't even at the fight. Oh, come on, somebody caught that. I said your flesh is not even at the fight. When you're walking in God, you're fighting in the spirit. And your soul is fueling the spirit. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9 that the old fight was done with blood and confusion. I can't quote it right now in my spirit. With noise, confusing noise. Rolled in blood. That's how it puts it. But this battle should be filled with unquenchable fire. See? Because now that God has shed his blood, now that the Spirit of God has came, glory to God, you no longer have to fight through your flesh. You don't have to fight in your flesh. You don't have to worry about attacks on your flesh. You just got to get into the Spirit of God and let God move through you. Let God fight through you. Let God speak through you. Good God Almighty. The giant was talking to him, I will take your flesh and feed it to the fowl of the air. I'll feed it to the beast of the field. Good God Almighty. He was talking about a fleshly battle. Good God Almighty. While David was walking in a spiritual battle. That's what you got to do. You got to walk in the spirit. When people come at you in the flesh, you got to go into the spirit. Well, when he said that, David went into the spirit. And David said unto him, thou comest to me with a sword and with spear and with a shield. Good God Almighty, you got the most powerful position naturally that a man can have. You have the best of everything that a man can have. You have all of the money that a man can have. You have the best airplanes, tanks, bombs that a man can have. Y'all ain't talking to me tonight. He said, but you're coming to me with that. But I'm coming to you. Come on, somebody. He said, but I'm coming to you in the name, come on, of the Lord. All you got to do is fight in the name. All you got to do is fight in Jesus' name. No matter how they come at you, David said, I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, who you have defied. People of God, when they come up against you, they're coming up against God. When they talk to you any kind of way, they're talking to God. He said, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Glory to God. He was telling him, I will do this and that to you, your flesh. And David said, I will go to God. People of God, you got to stand on the word of God. You have to stand on the truth of God. You have to know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. You have to know that the eyes of the Lord is upon you and his ear is open unto your cry. You have to know that the angels of God encamp round about them that fear him to deliver them. Come on, somebody. And no weapon ever, ever, ever formed against you can prosper. But you got to stand on it, because the enemy going to try to talk you out of believing. David said, you're coming at me with a shield, with a spear and sword. But I'm coming in the name of the Lord. And David said, and this day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand. You have to speak it into existence. It was an impossible situation. It It was a situation where he had no way of winning. But he spoke it into existence. He said, this day will the Lord. And sometimes you got to make a decree with God. And you got to say, God, I want you to move today. I want you to move by the date that I need you to move by. I want you to move by next week. He spoke that thing. He said, today will be your last day defying the armies of God. He said, he's going to deliver you into my hand. And I'm going to smite thee and take thy head from thee. You cut the head off the body of dying, people of God. Some things, you just got to cut the head of it off. Don't play with it. Stop playing with it. Cut it off. Hallelujah. Some things just has to be cut off. And he's want to talk you out of it so you don't cut it. But David had instructions from God. And David said, today, this thing will be cut off. And you got to cut some things off when the Lord tell you to cut it off. To God be the glory. He said, I'm going to take your head from you. I'm going to feed thy carcass to the host of the Philistines. And this day, unto the fowls of the air, and unto the wild beasts of the field. Glory to God. He says, that all the earth may know. That was his purpose. His purpose was that all the earth would know that there's yet a representative for God in the earth. And if you won't do it, somebody will. David was showing the armies of Israel, if y'all won't do it, then I will. Be mad at somebody that'll step up to the plate. Don't be mad at somebody that'll preach the gospel. Don't be mad at somebody that'll believe God and lay hands and have a prayer line. See, we have a lot of people in the church and out of the church, but mainly in the church. They want to talk about who should be praying for somebody, who should be preaching, who shouldn't be teaching. Somebody got to do it. Do you know the whole Bible? No. Do you live the whole Bible? No. But you have given yourself to God enough to learn enough, experience enough to step up to the plate for God. It's not about how perfect you are. It's about, are you willing to step up to the plate? Are you willing to take a tax for fighting for people? Are you willing to be the head and watch over sheep? Somebody got to do it. And if you won't do it, somebody else will. Glory to God. You have to do it. People will say, oh, 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 the devil know the Bible. You got to tell him, no, he don't. He do not know the Bible. Every time he tried to quote the Bible in the Bible, he misquoted, he used it to his advantage, he leaves stuff out. Don't you be afraid to learn the word of God. Don't you be afraid to speak the word. Don't you be afraid to stand on the word of God. It has nothing to do with you, for you did not call yourself. You did not choose yourself. You're not trying to use yourself. You're trying to represent the God of glory. You're trying to represent the God of Israel. And David said, this battle is not even about me and you, Mr. Philistine the giant. This battle is so that somebody would know in all of the earth that God, that there's a God in the earth. Are you willing to help? Are you going to help in this battle? Are you willing to tell somebody that Jesus saved? Are you willing to go the extra mile and help somebody out of this situation? salvation? Are you ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? It's the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes. But somebody got to do it. You got to make up in your mind. If nobody else go, if mama don't go, if father don't go, if husband don't go, if wife don't go, you got to tell God, I will go. Because if they won't do it, I will. And don't you be surprised, people of God, how many people be upset that you chose to stand for God, that you chose to be a representative for God. Everybody's not going to give you accolades. Everybody don't give you honor. Everybody ain't going to give your name praise. Some people are going to say you have no right to represent God. But they won't represent God themselves. Come on, somebody. David said, this day, well, all of this defying, all of this talking about God don't heal, God don't speak, God ain't real, man wrote the Bible. It's so many people defying God, and nobody's stepping up to the plate. Hallelujah. But you got to make up in your mind, there's a cause. When David got to the battle, he said, is there not a cause? Somebody see it's needed. If you see that it's needed, tell the Lord yes. If you know that you know you can be used, hallelujah. If you know you got faith, if you know you know some word, if you know you got the heart for the people, don't you let the devil or his army defy you and tell you you're not perfect enough, you're not holy enough, you're not saved enough to preach the gospel. Because if you don't do it, somebody else will. God bless you tonight. I love you tonight. I want to encourage you tonight. Don't sit down on God. He that put his hands to the plow and looketh back is not fit for the kingdom. Don't let the devil cause fear and have your heart fail because of him. You got to rise up in Jesus' name tonight. You got to get back up and get your passion for ministry again. You have to say, I'm going and I will do. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, he said when King Uzziah died and he saw the Lord high and lifted up, he recognized that he was a man undone, a man of unclean lips that dwelt amongst people of unclean lips. He said, but if you touch me, I'll go. Will you go tonight? If the Lord touch you, will you go? Will you get your passion to go again? Would you get your vision to go again? Get your love to go again. Amen. God bless you tonight. Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries. Just want to stay in your corner and help you become a champion in Christ. We are more than conquerors already. I just want you to take on any bout that come your way. I want to show you how to throw a left and a right in Isaiah and Romans and whatever you got to swing with. Because if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. Truth Ministries, Henrico, on the borderline of Richmond and Henrico. 1921 Darbytown Road, Henrico, Virginia. See you next week. Come on back. Come on, let's have some sparring in the Word. Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed night tonight. Amen.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. yeah.